Hello everyone, welcome to another episode. Today I am going to be reading chapters 1-3 of Sky of Storms, because, well, it would make sense to have all the fanfic kind of in, like, close episodes, or close, you know. Anyway, chapter 1, Fawnleaf. The sun shone from just beyond the trees. I clambered out of my nest and went over to Brambleheart, our deputy. Brambleheart, can I go to the dawn? Can I go do the dawn patrol by myself? I yawned. Yes, of course, Brambleheart hummed back. No other cats are up yet. I padded to the entrance of the camp and pushed through the bramble tunnel. I ran through the forest, only stopping to cross a stream. I soon arrived at the two-leg place border. Some strange scent hit my nose. I know you're there, I hissed. A handsome black and orange tom jumped down from a tree. The hackles on my back rose. Who are you? I growled. He looked over at me. I smelt his scent and recognized that he was a rogue. He then padded over to me. Hi, my name is Flicker. Flicker meowed while he circled around me. I'm looking for the clans. Do you know where they are? I looked him over and thought he looked healthy. I then replied, yes, my clan is Storm Clan. Follow me. I can take you there. My hackles flattened as I led Flicker back to camp. When we got to camp, I called out to Brambleheart, who was bossing the apprentices around. This is Flicker. May he join the clan, I mewed. I gently shoved Flicker towards Brambleheart. Well, I will have to ask Jetstar, but he looks strong and will make a good fighter. It will probably be a yes, but just in case, don't get too attached. Brambleheart chuckled when we went to curl our tails together. Brambleheart left them to go get Jetstar. Finally, after what seems like moons, Jetstar arrived with Brambleheart. Sorry, I was on a hunting patrol. Fawnleaf, you should be training Cloudpaw, Jetstar sighed. Oops, that would be my doing. I let Fawnleaf go on dawn patrol, Brambleheart interrupted. She didn't do anything wrong. I leaned over to Brambleheart and whispered, thanks. I then replied to Jetstar's statement. I know, but Cloudpaw's still asleep. I couldn't wake her up. Then a young grey and white she-cat padded past the four silver cats. Hi, Cloudpaw, I purred. Alright then, Flicker, Jetstar, and Rod, come with me. We'll turn you into an apprentice straight away. Yep, sorry about that. Interrupted, as you probably would have heard. Anyway. Jetstar then walked over to the high tree and let out a growl. Let all cats old enough to hunt for themselves gather under this tree for a clan meeting. When everyone had gathered and settled down, Jetstar said, we have a new apprentice among us. Flicker. Flicker approached her. Jetstar then meowed. Before you become a warrior, as long as you are an apprentice, you shall be known as Flickerpaw. Golden Step, I hope you pass on your traits and teach him to be as loyal as he can be. Golden Step padded forward. I will, Golden Step said, and then touched his nose to Flickerpaw's muzzle. After the clan was finished congratulating him on becoming an apprentice, I approached him and said, congratulations, you will make a fine warrior soon. Flickerpaw nodded, then whispered nervously, when I become a warrior, will you be my mate? I purred back yes, then turned my tail with his. Soon afterwards, I went to my nest and fell asleep. I woke up the next morning and Cloudpaw took her warrior assessment and passed. I told Jetstar and she made her Cloudstripe. So now I don't have an apprentice, but I really do want to have kids of my own. I can't wait for Flickerpaw to become a warrior. That was chapter 1. By the way, apart from being Fawnleaf's point of view, it was also written by Fawnleaf. Right, on to chapter 2. Chapter 2, Brambleheart. The days went by and the rain kept coming. Brambleheart was stuck in camp, trying to organise the chaos that the rain was causing. Part of the camp was underwater, the nursery included, so Brambleheart was instructing the apprentices to waterproof the nursery. Flickerpaw, the latest apprentice, was helping twice as hard as the other apprentices, trying to prove his worth. On the morning before the gathering, Brambleheart walked over to Jetstar's den to discuss which cats would be going to the gathering. Good morning, Jetstar, Brambleheart dipped her head. I'm here to talk about the gathering. Yes, Brambleheart, I know, and I also know that you want to bring Flickerpaw, Jetstar started. He is a strong warrior. His battle moves are incredible, especially considering he's only been training for a quarter moon, Brambleheart interrupted. Knowing where this was going, she settled down on the damp ground. I'm aware of that, but he was a rogue, and it would make us look weak if we bring a rogue cat to our traditional meeting place, Jetstar said darkly. But Brambleheart tried, No buts, we will not be taking Flickerpaw to the gathering. I need your support of this decision, not your disagreement. What will the other leaders think of Stormplan if their leader and deputy are fighting? Please go, you are no longer needed here. Jetstar snapped, pointing her nose towards the clearing. Brambleheart slowly stalked out, nose down, shame washed over her. I shouldn't have argued, all I have done is made things worse. Brambleheart informed the cats who were going to be ready by sunset. She shook out her pelt and let the feelings go. This was going to be an interesting gathering. And finally, chapter 3, written by me. It's not very long because I had a lot of chapters to catch up on. Okay, well, it's fairly long, actually. Anyway, Sunstrap sat on the high branch of the big oak tree overlooking the Tree Clan camp protection. As he sat, he listened as the chosen cats prepared to set off towards the gathering. He didn't understand. Why hadn't he been picked? It's not like I've done anything wrong, right? He asked himself. Rapid Strike, the clan deputy, had told him that the lookovers were needed the most while the gatherings were being held, since Tree Clan was extra vulnerable to attacks. But Sunstrap thought that was as true as flying pigs. He had really been looking forward to seeing his friends from the other clans. He almost decided to sneak along and follow the cats to the gathering. No, he thought, the whole clan knows how good Fawnstar's ability to sense other cats was. If I were caught, I may as well say goodbye to any gatherings for the next 6 moons. In the end, he decided to just let it be, however much he despised the decision. Though he did think there was no use in just sitting there. No cat would be bothered to attack in all this rain, right? Fawnstar had to convince most of them just to go to the gathering. Sure, his usual lookover tree was inaccessible due to the flooded stream, but this one worked just as well, even if it wasn't quite so comfortable. As he sat weighing up what to do, he came across a problem. He had no idea who the other lookovers were, and he didn't know if they would be interested in turning him in. If they saw him, that is. He knew that one lookover was stationed at the far side of the territory and wouldn't be a problem, and the other two should be watching the bleeding monster in the burnt out part of the forest. Sunstrap decided to give it a shot. He quietly jumped down the tree from branch to branch until his paws hit the muddy ground, making a squelching noise echo through the trees. Stupid mud, Sunstrap hissed quietly to himself as he waited for the lookover's call, which never came. The bleeding monster lookover must be sleeping, he thought, which means it must be Blackfur, or one of the other warriors who don't take this job seriously. I wonder what is happening at the gathering right now, Sunstrap thought while he soaked the moss he was holding. He had snuck into camp a moment before and decided it would be best to make all the nests comfortable. It was boring work, but it was definitely better than lookover duties. Sunstrap rolled his eyes at the fort. He had found out that it was indeed Blackfur on lookover duties. Acorn Shell was also missing from camp, and Sunstrap was sure she had been ordered to stay behind, so she must be the burnt out forest to look over. So that was Sky of Storms, chapters 1 to 3. I hope you enjoyed listening, but before we go, we have a shout out. We always have shout outs, but still, I got an email about an hour ago titled Podcast Shout Out from they called themselves CatCrazy262, asking for a shout out. So here you are, CatCrazy. and yes, here is your shout out. Thank you so much for sending an email. Anyone can do this, by the way. Get a free shout out for free. So yes. But yeah, that is all. Thanks for listening. Please enter the cover art competition. I will see you next time. Goodbye.